Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Hey, welcome aboard here to Spectrum. I'm your host, Kevin Sandler. We have a couple of guests from the Mercer County Board of Developmental Disabilities. We're going to meet Jessica Balthus, Transition Specialist, Beth Garrett, who's SSA Director. And ladies, thanks for coming on. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, let's kind of, you know, jump into this. It's Monday, April 29th is the Autism Resource Fair. People just come to the facility on Mud Pike that many people are familiar with, you know, 4980. And so let's, you know, kind of talk about, you know, what this is all about, what, you know, the Autism Resource Fair, so many vendors you have. And let's kind of talk about that from 3 to 6 p.m., right?
Yes. Yeah. We're opening up our facility. We're hosting 14 different vendors and service providers who are involved with folks with the autism disorder. As you know, autism is a spectrum that it goes from, you know, some mild symptoms to very, very involved symptoms. So we're hoping to reach out to the community for anybody who may be diagnosed with autism, that they would have some resources to help minimize the effects of that diagnosis.
All right. I'm sure upon, you know, a diagnosis, a lot of questions, I'm sure, you know, what do we do? I mean, there's a lot to go on with the family, right, to find that out.
Absolutely. We are trying to get a wide range of services, starting with like our play project, who would be people who would work with the younger children, all the way to foundations and mental health services. Mercer County Sheriff's going to be there to be involved, so that if you'd like to register your loved one that has a communication need, you can do that with the Sheriff's Department. The ARC, Special Olympics, Equestrian Therapy, we just kind of tried to bring together all the local resources that might be helpful or touch the lives of the people and families.
Yeah, I would imagine families would have a lot of questions like, what do we do, right? Who do we work with? And probably the good news is, even though it's a lot of information to take in, there's a lot of resources, right?
There are. We are very blessed as a community with the resources we have and the agencies that we work with. Everybody from physical therapy, occupational therapy, to involved applied behavioral analysis therapists that can help folks and work through whatever the interference from the disorder may be.
And now for people that are listening that maybe they've not been through this, you know, they might say, well, okay, what does it mean, you know, to have autism, or what kind of resources would a family need? Depends on the child, right?
Absolutely. It's a spectrum. If you say, I know somebody with autism, you know one person. It's not a stereotypical kind of diagnosis.
And that's a mistake, right, people can make. Mm-hmm. They might, you know, erroneously think, okay, your kid's autistic, so they don't talk, right? Well, that may be further from the truth, right?
Yeah, very correct. Very correct. Yeah. The interferences from the autism vary widely, and it's not just the speech. It's not just social interactions. There's a whole myriad of things that go into the diagnosis.
All right. And you have people there, right? You know, that are here to talk about that. 3 to 6, I understand, too, for that.
Yes, right.
And now who can come? Obviously, parents, I'm thinking about. Can they bring their, you know, their child?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can bring your loved one, teachers, educators, mental health providers, physicians, nurses. Everybody in our community is affected by autism in some way, shape, or form. The latest statistics that I read was that 1 in 34 children are diagnosed with autism. So it's definitely affecting our community wider and wider each day.
All right. And 1 in 34 is, I can remember years ago, it was not 1 in 34. It was much more.
Yes. You know? Yeah, it was probably closer to 1 in 500.
Yes.
You know, years ago, it was one of the first statistics I remember hearing.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I'm sure also that for the people that they're going to talk to, but you got a doctor there, mm-hmm. The play project, some of these we'd like to hear more about, you know, that people may not know who these agencies are, but imagine some of it, you know, is going to be parents, you know, figuring out what works for their child. In other words, kind of like what we just said, you know, that maybe, you know, your neighbor and their kid, this is what they do, that not necessarily right for you, though, right?
Correct. And a lot of our vendors that we tried to reach out to, though they serve people with autism, they also serve people with multiple different disabilities. So like the equestrian therapy programs, foundations, obviously, with mental health, our remote support technology, different things like that. We tried to bring in a little bit of technology That can obviously help even elderly people, Angel Sense and remote support and things like that. So even though the resource fair is about autism, there will be a lot of vendors there that would work with a lot of different folks.
Yeah, I mean, when you said equestrian therapy, I mean, people right away, oh, that would be great. You know, again, if it's right for the right. kid, that they would love to do that, maybe.
That's right. Yeah, April is Autism Awareness Month, and the symbol for autism is the puzzle piece, and that's what we're trying to do with each and every person with autism, is figuring out their puzzle piece and how it fits and what pieces they need to put around them to help support them to be successful.
All right. And I'm sure also some of the people that they'll talk to will discuss this with them, you know, further, but also I imagine realistic goals too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Absolutely. Our goal as an agency is for every person to live as independently as possible, that they, you know, get to choose what their life goals are and get to be as independent as possible achieving those goals.
All right. Some of the other people that will be there, as I understand, and that you might hear about as well, like as you did mention, you know, Special Olympics will be there. And I'm always really proud to say Special Olympics is huge in Mercer County, and the athletes do so well.
They absolutely do. They really work hard out there, and we've got some great teams and some great employees that support them.
Yeah, our Special Olympics program, I believe we're up to 9 sports, with just recently adding some e-sports, so we're going in another direction. But just giving folks, and they don't have to be people who are just eligible for DD services that participate in Special Olympics, just giving people the opportunity to try different things, to find their community, their people that they can connect with.
Awesome. And you did mention, obviously, Don Bird, Mercer County Sheriff, will be there, registration forms, and people, you know, like, what's that about? Well, in so many cases, and I think also kudos to area law enforcement, sometimes, you know, a person with autism can wander off, or there can be, you know, an incident where the police become involved, and this is a way that on their way there, the deputies, the police, etc., they kind of know what they're going to be walking into, right? Better prepared to deal with it.
Absolutely. You can fill out what your loved one's communication style is, maybe phrases or words that they might respond to the best, and the best way to handle them. So it's a great resource to have.
And not only if somebody is missing, if they would call 911 and wouldn't be able to communicate the emergency to dispatch, that it would be a resource that dispatch would have to maybe help understand that there's somebody with a communication disorder at that number, that, you know, to make sure that the officers know that and there's a reason this person is reaching out.
Yeah, but if you don't know somebody, and you might think, why aren't they talking to me? I mean, it just you may not understand.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
All right. And then also some of the others that are coming, like that from Lima, you got like Autism Life Center.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be providing some information for us, so we're going to promote some things. Some people that were not able to participate will have lots of additional information about local resources, support groups, different things around the area. So.
And then, you know, and it's always good, I think, for speech therapy, probably for a lot of kids that are growing up. But you have somebody coming to talk about early literacy and some things, right?
Yeah, we'll be working with our local ESC, so we're trying to pull the schools in and kind of pull all these partners together is really the goal, not just for the families, but also for everyone involved, so that we all understand each other's services and are supporting each other.
Yeah. Some other things that, you know, that I've heard about that you can probably also comment on, like Angel Sense, for example.
Yeah, Angel Sense is a national company. It's a GPS tracker that you can attach to a child with a disability, to their clothing or their shoes, not to their person, but to their clothing or their shoes, so that if they would wander off, that the GPS tracker would help you locate them rather quickly.
Now, that's something that's been kind of, you know, kind of catching on.
Yes.
You know, we've actually done some shows on that, and not only certainly something that can be used in an emergency, but parents are finding out you can track on your phone. You might not be, you know, home, but it would show you if there's a problem, or, you know, however the app is set up. But you might not even have to be home to know, okay, this is not right, you know,
something's
wrong.
Correct. They can set up geofencing within the app that would alert them if the child has an area that they're okay or known to be safe within. And once they cross that line, then it would just set off alerts and stuff like that. Gives lots of peace of mind and security for parents, for their child to be home alone at times, that they would you know, not be able to leave that area that they've set up.
I would add too, if anybody's listening and they're saying, "What did you just say, GeoFest? What are you doing?" You know, that's okay. Right? They will teach this to you probably better than we can. You know, even I understand the concept of GeoFence. If I had to set one up, that would not happen. Right. But I know the concept of it, and they'll explain that to you.
Yes,
sure, right.
Right. They'll walk you through that, what that means, and what all that Angel Sense device is capable of doing, and how it could be set up differently for each child, or you know, even each adult, that you know that this would be something that they need and designed for them.
All right, very interesting. And some of the others that are coming, I noticed you have like EPT Farms, for example. I've heard that can be something the kids enjoy.
Absolutely, yeah. We tried to get a wide variety, and everyone's very excited to come out and participate.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk about some other things like the remote support services, that the ARC will be there. You've got a doctor from Mercer Health is going to be there. So don't go anywhere. We will continue here on Spectrum.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Get our Spring Fest doorbusters while you can, right now at Lowe's. Shop $5 spring cleaning must-haves from Scrub Daddy, Tide Simply, and more. Plus, save over $1,000 on the LG Smart Top Load Laundry Pair. Was $22.98, now $12.96. These limited-time deals are going fast, so shop them in-store and online today. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 4/22. Appliances pricing includes all discounts while supplies last.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Ladies, have you ever felt bloated for no good reason? Pelvic pain or pressure? Too full, too fast? Even if you're eating just a little bit? Not so unusual, right? But if you have any of these things and they go on for 2 weeks or longer, see a doctor. Because bloating, feeling too full too fast, and pelvic pain or pressure that doesn't go away can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And if your periods are heavier or longer than usual, or you have bleeding after menopause, see a doctor right away. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms. Listen to your body. For more information about gynecologic cancers, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge Campaign.
Hey, we're back on Spectrum. We're talking about the upcoming Autism Resource Fair. It's Monday, April 29th from 3 to 6 at the Mercer DD Gym, 4980 Mud Pike Road. And we are talking with Jessica and Beth about this. And so one of the things we wanted to mention is families are, invited free and open to the public. Snacks and door prizes, right?
Absolutely.
If it's not enough of an incentive to come, you're really making it good for them,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Everybody loves winning a good door prize.
Yes. I'm stuck on the snacks.
Okay.
Oh, it's also
something
good
for everyone, then.
That's right. Something for everybody. And, talk about, who you want to come. You want loved ones, students, friends, families. You want them all to come, right?
Absolutely. It's open for everybody, and we'll have people available to answer almost all the questions. And if we don't know the answer, we'll find it out. We'll figure it out.
Some of the others, people that will be there, we'll try to mention all of them as we can, like Ticket to Work. right?
Yes, Ticket to Work will be there. It is a newer program to our area, sponsored by VentureLinks for folks that are receiving Social Security benefits or SSI or SSDI to go back to work full time.
Yeah, and how to do it, right?
Right.
You know, and they'll, you know, talk more about that. But some of the, a lot of the options that are available for people too someday could involve, you know, some transportation and some other
yes,
things, right?
Yes, yes. Transportation is one of the bigger barriers for folks who have maximum independence in our area. So brought together a couple of transportation providers and talk about how that could play into independence and helping folks move forward.
All right. Some others that are going to be there that we'll mention, foundations will be on hand. Mm-hmm. You know, where I'm sure they have people that can help with a lot of things.
Yes, absolutely. That is something with the autism, is there is a mental health component sometimes, and making sure that gets treated as well as working with the symptoms of the autism and helping minimize those effects.
Excellent. And some other things. You know, these are some programs, for example, like iTalk. Is one of them, right?
Yes. Yes, iTalk is supported greatly by the Fox Family Rides, which is an amazing resource for folks with autism to help with communication devices, iPads and things like that, so that they're able to communicate with their world. Provided there's some training up front when they get their devices, and then help support them. They help get the device and then train them to use the device.
It'd be fun to hear more about the device, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what it is. And
yes,
yeah.
And most part it's iPads, but the iTalk folks work through that process.
All right, that's another neat thing, too. I'm sure there are so many apps for our family that, you know, for a lot of us, let's be honest, sometimes with our iPads and our phones, we download stuff that waste a lot of time, little games we play, but really when you start using it for things like this, it's pretty amazing
what is
out there.
It is. When I started in the field, it was all the big Dynavoxes, which kind of looked like an Atari console. That's what folks carried around to use as their communication devices, and now the apps with iPads and on your phone, it's really incredible how many options folks have to be able to communicate with the world.
I'm trying to think of the age group that might actually remember what an Atari console was. Right?
Yeah,
we're dating ourselves there.
I just aged myself.
It's all right. I'm there with you, myself. For younger listeners, we'll tell them, you know, archaeologists still find Atari consoles somewhere here and there, right?
There you go.
And some other things that are going to be there, like from Mercer Health, Dr. Youngblood will be there, right?
Absolutely. Dr. Mel will be there for Mercer Health.
Yep.
It works with a lot of our individuals.
Dr. Mel is a developmental pediatrician, and she does a lot of the initial screenings for kids with autism, as do all the pediatricians in the county. But Dr. Mel has a very invested interest in this and has worked with us on quite a few projects, so we're excited to have her.
Yeah, I think, you know, for any kind of kid, you have questions about, you know, are they on schedule? How are they developing? Should they be doing this yet or not? Should we be worried? And good to ask a doctor, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our pediatricians in the area are phenomenal resources for that.
All right. Some other things, too, like the Win Wreath remote support services will be there, too, right?
Absolutely. Remote support is a huge movement here in our field. A lot of times people don't necessarily need or want a person in their home all the time just for those few things that they need assistance with. So remote support's been a great new thing that is coming around to let people get that help that they need without necessarily having somebody in their home.
And using the technology that is available and ever-expanding, just like the apps for communication, but the technology, you know, to help folks remember when to take medications, when to make supper, you know, and maybe plan a grocery list, those kind of things, you know. We're in the age with Alexa now, and Alexa can do amazing things to help people with their independence. And not just folks with developmental disabilities or autism, but our aging population as well. So a lot of these technology things are in both worlds, with the aging population and with ours.
In some cases, if you have it configured, it'll make phone calls.
Yes.
Even it will. You know, not all of us have been smart enough to figure out how that works yet, but I know the capability
is
there anyways.
It is really amazing. It seems like a little thing, but how big of a difference it can make in somebody's life.
You're right. We could probably do a show on some of these devices can do, like your Google Mini or your Echo Dots or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it changes every day. It just keeps expanding and expanding.
That's for sure. Also, Mercer County ESC is going to be there. An Educational Service Center has so many programs for so many things, of course.
Absolutely. They're awesome staff over there, and just kind of to highlight all the different options. There's so many different ways that students can go nowadays, and especially here in Mercer County, lots of great programs. So just to kind of help families navigate that and what's the best path for their loved one.
All right, some other things, that are coming. Some of this is kind of interesting, like Ohio Autism Insurance Coalition. That's the first I've ever heard of that kind of thing.
Yeah, they're going to be sending some information, and we're looking at potentially bringing them in as a guest speaker later on for another event, but lots of new developments in ABA and things like that, and things that are covered, and helping families understand what sort of things are covered and how to navigate that with your insurance.
Yep, and so that obviously they will be there. Challenger Baseball, right?
Yes, Challenger Baseball has been in Mercer County, for quite a long time. It is a league with folks with all kinds of disabilities. They play on Sundays in the summer. They're going to have information there about how to register for the league, how to, get on a team, and what that looks like.
Outstanding. All right, a lot of fun there. The other thing, too, this month, I've noticed from Mercer DD, which you can follow, on social media, by the way.
Yep.
You've done a lot of spotlights, that's been kind of fun. You're kind of showing what people are up to. And the thing is, I think a lot of us, we have a name that makes go with the face. Like we might go somewhere and the person works there and you think, I see them all the time, right? Or family members jump on and talk about how proud they are of the person in the picture. That's been kind of neat to see this month.
Yeah, it was our campaign for autism is, April is Autism Acceptance Month. Just to get those faces out there so folks recognize and understand that, autism's everywhere and it affects every part of our community.
All right, and when it comes to, autism acceptance, how are we doing locally? It seems people are pretty kind.
Yes, absolutely. We have a great community overall, but definitely, it evolves and it changes, and our community just takes care of our folks.
I was going to say, I think for a lot of people, especially, kids have to go through this too, that you do tend to get afraid of or quiet about things or even people you don't quite understand. It kind of all starts there, right?
It does. It does. And just to understand that people are people, regardless of the diagnosis or anything else that may be going on with them, and connecting with them on a personal level.
Yeah, once you kind of make the connection, you kind of find that thing, right? Either to talk about or bond over or something.
Absolutely. It's really cool to see when people realize that they're much more alike than they are different, and when they connect over something, and that disability is not the thing.
Yeah, one of the slogans used is different, not less. Right?
That's very true. Very true.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. And again, if people would like to come, sounds like just kind of show up.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely.
That's what it is. It is a week from this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So there is still time, 3 to 6. Now, is this just kind of come in, when you can? Do they, for some people might say, I can't make it till 5 or something. That's fine, right?
Yep, it's an open house, 3 to 6. And we're hoping that we can also showcase our new bocce ball courts and putting greens that are behind our facility. They're working hard on it today when we were out there. But accessible facilities that folks can use for those sports. So,
all right. Hey, that bocce ball is really catching on, too, isn't it?
It is.
Awesome.
I got to learn how to play it.
Hey, you got time, right? The nice weather's coming,
And
so happy. All right, I want to thank both of you for coming on, and hopefully we'll get a nice big crowd.
That would be wonderful. Everybody is welcome.